AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. In a split decision, Ted Cruz and Donald Trump each captured two victories in Saturday's four-state round of GOP voting. Trump says he has been instrumental in bringing many new voters to the Republican Party.
You're talking about millions and millions of people, and we have a dynamic party, and as a party, we should come together and stop this foolishness.
Cruz says voters cannot trust Trump to lead the country.
It's easy to talk about making America great again. You could even print that on a baseball cap. But the real question is, do you understand the principles and values that made America great in the first place?
On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders notched wins in Nebraska and Kansas, while frontrunner Hillary Clinton snagged Louisiana. Sanders spoke to supporters in Detroit.
We won in Kansas with a good vote. Won in Nebraska with a good vote.
The candidates meet in a debate in Flint, Michigan, Sunday night. Clinton says the Republican candidates who debated this past Thursday wouldn't have made the grade in elementary school.
There's that one line, plays well with others. I mean, really, you just want to pull your hair out when you see that insult fest that goes on.
This weekend's weather is raising hopes in drought-stricken California. Steady rain fell in Northern California and fresh snow blanketed the Sierra Nevada as the first of several storms expected to slam the west made its way inland. Leonard Gladwell Jr., who's staying on a boat in Half Moon Bay, was on KGO TV saying he's taking the weather warnings seriously.
I think they've had boats sink out here at the moorings. The wind blows hard enough, water gets deep enough, and things just go wrong enough, you're on the bottom.
The storms could also spawn tornadoes in the Great Plains. This is AP Radio News. Amazon is reversing course and will let customers resume encrypting locally stored data on their Fire tablets.
Amazon had removed the ability to encrypt local data on their Fire tablets back in September because it said customers were not using the service. Now it's reversing that decision, which came under new scrutiny last week as Apple squares off against the FBI over access to the encrypted iPhone of the San Bernardino shooter. Amazon is one of 15 companies, including Google, Facebook, and Microsoft, who filed court papers backing Apple in its fight with the FBI. Julie Walker, New York.
The Federal Reserve is putting forward new rules to address one of the main causes of the 2008 financial crisis, the financial exposures the biggest banks had with each other. Proposed new limits on that exposure will be put out for a 90-day comment period. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.